Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. All the Shah's Men by Stephen Kinzer is a narrative history of the 1953 overthrow of Iran's elected prime minister, Mohammad Mossadegh, and the far-reaching consequences that followed. Built around the collision of Iranian nationalism, British oil interests, and Cold War anxieties in Washington, the book traces how a covert operation helped reinstall Mohammad Reza Shah Pahlavi and reshaped Iran's political future. Kinzer presents the episode as more than a dramatic spy story. It is a case study in how outside intervention can radicalize politics, weaken democratic institutions, and generate long-term blowback. By connecting the coup to later upheavals, including the 1979 Iranian Revolution and wider anti-American sentiment in the region, the book argues that a single secret decision can echo for generations. Readers get a clear timeline, key personalities, and an accessible explanation of why this event remains central to Middle East history. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Mossadegh, Iranian democracy, and the oil nationalization crisis. A central thread of the book is the rise of Mohammad Mossadegh as a nationalist leader who sought to assert Iranian sovereignty through democratic means. Kinzer frames Mossadegh as a product of constitutional politics, popular mobilization, and frustration with foreign domination, especially over oil. The nationalization of the Anglo-Iranian oil company becomes the turning point, not simply as an economic dispute, but as a symbolic demand that Iran's resources serve Iranians first. The topic explores why nationalization alarmed Britain, which relied on Iranian oil revenues and feared a precedent for other colonies and partners. It also shows how internal Iranian factions interpreted the crisis differently. Some embraced Mossadegh as a reformer, others feared instability, and the monarchy weighed its own survival. The dispute triggered sanctions, diplomatic pressure, and a global propaganda fight that portrayed Mossadegh either as a principled Democrat or as a reckless agitator. By laying out the political and economic stakes, the book helps readers see the coup not as an isolated conspiracy, but as the climax of escalating confrontation between a young democracy and entrenched international power. The result is a nuanced picture of how resource control, legitimacy, and national pride became inseparable in modern Iran. Secondly, Britain's strategy and the road to a covert solution. Kinzer highlights how Britain moved from negotiation to confrontation as it sought to reverse oil nationalization. This topic focuses on the tools Britain employed: legal challenges, embargo tactics, diplomatic isolation, and intelligence planning. The story emphasizes that Britain initially drove the push for regime change, seeing Mossadegh as an existential threat to its economic interests and global standing. When conventional pressure failed to remove him, British officials increasingly treated covert action as the practical alternative. The book outlines how intelligence networks, media influence, and relationships with Iranian elites were leveraged to create a climate favorable to a leadership change. It also shows the constraints Britain faced, including diminished post-war power and the need for American backing. Kinzer portrays the shift as a calculated escalation. Each failed attempt to force Mossadegh's retreat made the next, more aggressive measure seem justified to decision makers. The reader is guided through the logic and the self-justifications of policymakers who considered the operation defensive rather than imperial. By examining Britain's motivations and methods, the book illustrates how economic interests can be reframed as security imperatives and how covert action becomes normalized when leaders believe they have run out of options. Thirdly, Cold War Washington and the decision to overthrow a government. The book situates the American role in the broader Cold War mindset that saw instability as an opening for Soviet influence. This topic explores how U.S. officials moved from cautious engagement with Mossadegh to support for his removal, and how anti-communist framing became the key argument for intervention. Kinzer describes the political environment in Washington, where fear of domino effects shaped policy even in countries with strong local political dynamics. Iran, bordering the Soviet Union and holding strategic resources, appeared too important to risk. The narrative shows how intelligence assessments, diplomatic cables, and public messaging could portray Mossadegh as unable to govern, even when his support remained substantial. It also highlights internal U.S. debates about morality, legality, and long-term strategy, contrasted with the desire for quick, decisive outcomes. Kinzer presents the coup as a pivotal moment in the evolution of American covert operations, demonstrating how the success of one intervention can create a template for future actions. The reader comes away with an understanding of how ideological lenses can distort local realities, and how short-term geopolitical wins may be prioritized over democratic legitimacy, planting seeds for long-term resentment. Treating it as a practical lesson in how covert influence can be deployed inside another country. This topic explains the interplay of propaganda campaigns, political bribery, and the mobilization of crowds to create the appearance of spontaneous opposition. The book details how competing narratives were amplified to paint Mossadegh as dangerous, irreligious, or aligned with communists, depending on the audience. It also examines the importance of securing cooperation from key institutions and power brokers, including elements tied to the monarchy, security forces, and political figures who could legitimize the shift. Street demonstrations become a tool not only for pressure but for theater, shaping perceptions of momentum and inevitability. Kinzer shows that the coup was neither purely foreign-imposed nor purely domestic. It relied on local actors with their own agendas, resentments, and ambitions. The topic also underscores contingency plans faltered, events took unexpected turns, and success depended on rapid adaptation. By breaking down tactics and turning points, the book helps readers understand how fragile democratic processes can be when information, money, and coercion are used to manipulate public order. Lastly, Blowback: The Shah's Rule, The 1979 Revolution, and Anti-American Militancy. A major argument in the book is that the 1953 coup set Iran on a path that made later upheaval more likely and more intense. This topic traces the aftermath, the consolidation of the Shah's authority, the sidelining of democratic forces, and the growing role of security services in suppressing dissent. Kinzer connects these developments to rising public anger, as many Iranians came to see their political future as controlled by outside powers and enforced by an increasingly autocratic monarchy. The book portrays the 1979 Inqilaba as rooted not only in religious leadership, but also in decades of accumulated grievances, including humiliation over lost sovereignty and memories of foreign interference. From there, Kinzer extends the lens to regional perceptions of American power, arguing that the coup became part of a broader story that extremists and revolutionaries could exploit for recruitment and justification. The emphasis is less on a single straight line of causation and more on political ecology distrust, conspiracy thinking, and radicalization thrive when legitimate avenues for reform are blocked. By linking covert action to long-term instability, the book invites readers to reconsider the true costs of secret interventions that appear successful in the moment. In conclusion, this book is best for readers interested in Middle East history, U.S. foreign policy, intelligence operations, and the roots of modern Iranian-American relations. It also suits anyone trying to understand why democratic movements in resource-rich countries can collide so violently with global power politics. The main benefit is clarity. It helps readers connect a specific historical episode to later developments such as authoritarian consolidation, revolutionary backlash, and persistent suspicion of Western motives. Compared to many Cold War histories that stay at the level of superpower strategy, Kinzer emphasizes human decisions, local politics, and the unintended consequences that follow. The narrative approach makes complex diplomacy and covert tactics accessible without requiring specialist background, while still pointing to the ethical stakes of policy choices. If you want a single, compelling account that explains why 1953 remains a living memory in Iran and why the concept of blowback matters, this book offers a focused, enduringly relevant case study that stands out from broader surveys. If you would like to support Stephen Kinzer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.